Hello, Dog Days podcasters and listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi coming to you from Henderson, Nevada. Earlier, I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and I recorded this show in Phoenix, Arizona, and I posted it, and I was listening back to it, and I heard the intro, and then the music cut out, and there was no talking. And I said, did I forget to talk? And then it dawned on me, as I was recording that first time earlier today, that I said, huh, my audio is only playing in the left ear, but the meters are running, so it must be recording something. Well, it didn't. So I do this again. Take two. Apologize for the moments of silence before. Maybe we'll say that's a moment of silence and prayer for something somewhere. So I am bringing this to you. It was rather embarrassing, too, because Donna has been doing a bang-up job proofreading every minute detail of the Podcasting for Dummies book. And as we were driving, we happened to come across a section that said, oh yeah, after you're done recording, you might want to listen to your audio and not just play it, but listen, to make sure your levels are level and you're not popping and all kinds of other stuff. And we both kind of chuckled because I didn't do that. So yes, even us old veterans can sometimes skip a step and it comes back to bite us every once in a while. Kind of goofy that way. Speaking of Podcasting for Dummies, I did do some work on the website last night. I was doing some cleanup and putting some social media icons on there. And I got really excited because I was doing that so that I could socialize the PIY promos. I said, hey, I need a place to park these. So I uploaded them to FTP to the Podcasting for Dummies site. I need some links so people can come and get them. And I put some links on the PIY page. And then I started socializing that. So I made some tweaks to the site. It's still basically the black and yellow as it was before, but it looks a little nicer now. And I had to put a post on there that says what we're doing and where we are, rather than the standard WordPress Hello World post. Thought that was kind of cheesy and tacky, so I took that off. We have one whole legitimate post on that site now. Woohoo! We'll get more in the upcoming days and weeks. But the reason I was doing all that was so that I could socialize the PIY promos. I made two promos, 41 seconds and 68 seconds, and I know that some of you said you'd play them. Very much appreciated. And I got all excited, and I went to the podcast community on Facebook, and I posted these, and Craig said, sure, I'll play them in my shows, and I think Clinton said, yeah, I'll play them. And oddly enough, we all either do the Dog Days, or we do the Topic as Trek show. So I don't know what help that was, but I appreciate the gesture. Anywhere we can get that. And then I went to say thank you, and it said, Facebook said, I can't post your comment because your content is gone. I said, gone? What do you mean gone? And I reloaded the page, and it said, yeah, it's gone. Someone deleted my post. And then I realized, oh, I've been ejected from the podcast community. I got kicked out. Now, they have some rules, and one of them that I lightly remember is no shameless self-promotion. And apparently, I know this wasn't Megan Enloe, the podcast junkie. We've known each other for years. It was one of her lieutenants, and no fault of theirs. They don't know me, and I probably don't know them. And I asked to rejoin, and I sent Megan a private message and said, hey, if I promise to be really good, can I get back in and play? She said, yeah, what'd you do? And I told her, and she thought it was funny. But she said, I think her words were, the godfathers of podcasting should not have this happen to them. You'd have to really screw up really, really badly to get booted out of that board. So, it goes to show you. I must have screwed up really badly and cheesed off somebody. But I'm back in the game and I can play that now. Right before we left, I was fortunate enough to get an Amazon package. I think I mentioned this on Sunday. I tested the telescope on Saturday and couldn't get the whole sun into the frame on the LCD, so I ordered another reducer, a little optical reducer. Normally, when you hook things up to a telescope, you want to magnify, not reduce. Well, the sun is rather large, and I needed to see it on the screen. I haven't had a chance to test it. We'll test it when we get to Wyoming, which is easy enough. The sun will be out almost every day. We should be there on Friday. This is Wednesday night as I record this. And hopefully that'll work. According to what I read online, you can stack reducers. So we'll find out if that is true or if we're going to watch a partial image of a total solar eclipse. Or if we just turn the whole thing around and do one of those pinhole jobs like we watched the transit of Venus or we watched sunspots. We'll find out. It's fun. So let me get on with, now that I've got all that out of the way, make sure I didn't miss anything. Nope. I have packed up the C&D stories, at least the dot matrix printed ones. I need to be very careful. This is old printer paper, and it has that micro perforation. So one bump or twist the wrong way, and I've separated pages from their eternal order. And I really, really should digitize these one day, because the dot matrix is getting a little hard to read. So for those of you who are just joining this, this is the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is a 30-day challenge, or the month of August, which is actually 31 days, for podcasters to create a podcast a day, every day, and this is the 17th day? Is this the 17th? He checks his watch. It is the 17th still. Okay, good. And my challenge this year, my topic this year, is to bring you stories of when my wife and I, we will be married 29 years this fall. Our early relationship, I used to co-run a bulletin board service during this time, and I would post our antics. And this is one story from way back when, 30 years ago this year. This was message number 462, dated May 19th, 1987, at 0:53 minutes. I kept some crazy hours when I was younger, but I also took naps during the day to help me keep these crazy hours. The subject is Another Quiet D Evening. After work, I was supposed to go out to D's house to eat with her family, but when I stopped by my house, my mom had made dinner. She had been rehearsing for a dinner theater this weekend and said she wouldn't have any time to make dinner for the last 2 weeks. Well, surprise! I called Dee and told her that I wasn't coming to eat, but would still be there to see her. I went out there, and her family hadn't even begun to eat. This is, side note, this is not atypical. I waited and they ate while I read in the, something got cut off here. Must be living room or some other place. I read the December 1980 National Geographic. I was reading about the Aztecs. Fun. Well, they got done with their dinner, and Dee and I went to Munising to see our family's boat. This is the one we used to use for charters, for scuba diving charters. It seemed like we were only there for 15 minutes when really an hour had passed, and Dee and I had to head back to Chatham, where she lived. She had to work at 9. I drove her back, and she took care of the lady she works for while we waited again. This time, or while I waited again. This time, I read the April 29th, question mark, issue of the Munising News. The reason for the question mark is that two connected pages had two different dates on them. One side said April 29th, 1987, and the other side said April 22nd, 1987. Maybe they didn't have enough news 1 week and just kept the newspaper going. I'm not sure. We got done there and went back to Munising to enjoy a peaceful evening alone. It was very relaxing, and we both enjoyed it. I guess that's all the time I have for now. Time to hit the hay. McCoy out. So thank you very much for joining, and thank you for your patience in that technical foobar earlier today. Hopefully this one will make it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Let's see if I can steal anybody else's tagline. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting, and keep wearing those pajamas. So have fun, keep listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.